Hello, everyone. The message this time is, the title is, This Too Shall Pass. I'm going to read a verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned in my message that someone asked an elderly woman, what is your favorite scripture? She replied, my favorite scripture is, and it came to pass. When asked why she chose this one, she said, because it does not say it came to stay. I repeat, because it does not say it came to stay. Everything is temporary. What will not be changed by the passing of time will be changed by the end of time. We continue the struggle with this pandemic and its results. The world has been fighting it for the last 7 months. With so many sufferings, not knowing what the future holds. And as we go through it, we need to remember the biblical principle that we are to look beyond this problem of great loss and catastrophic tragedies and look to the future with hope that this too shall pass. We as believers who know God can live with present problems because of their temporal nature. And why fuss? Why fume and stew over something that will be gone sooner or later? Instead, we need to concentrate on pleasing God, and we need to try to seize the opportunity to influence others, especially those in our circle, with our godly conduct and faithful lives. Along the way, we face problems, difficulties, and setbacks. Even success can make one the target of jealousy and criticism. We feel at times like the man who complained, if the Lord is with me, why then has all this happened to me? And if he loves me, why does he allow me to have problems? My answer is, God does not send problems our way. A preacher once was asked the same question. He replied, God does not send problems. There are already enough to go around. Isn't that true? In James 1:12 we read, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. Actually, God came to us in Christ to solve our problems. That is why we must have full confidence that whatever we face in life, God has promised that he will have a way out for us. Dear Christian, the present scene is very disappointing. Very disappointing. And looks bleak. The daily news and the media reports are at best discouraging. In addition, the church is being persecuted and there's a movement going against Christianity nowadays. Are we to give and admit defeat? God forbid, we are at war with the enemy, and by God's grace, the victory is ours. A man stopped to watch a ball game between two young teams. As he walked toward the bleachers, he asked one of the players, what's the score? The young fellow replied, we are behind 18-0. Well, said the man, I must say you don't look discouraged. Discouraged? The player said with a puzzled look, why should we be discouraged? We haven't had our turn to bat yet. The army of Israel faced a giant, But a young man named David thought, I have not had my turn yet. And when he had his turn, he won. The angry mob had Pilate sealed the tomb where Jesus was buried. But God knew, I have not had my turn yet. Friends, the church is ready to go to bat. And like others, we have placed our trust in God. And we will win. Remember the words of the Lord. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We have seen lately so many disasters. The coronavirus, the California fires, the economy and its effect on many families. Thank God, and by His grace and mercy, we have been preserved. And we know that He will not leave us, nor will He ever forsake us. As children of God, we are persuaded that through all this, we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. Dear friends, let us keep our faith in the sovereignty of God, knowing that this world is not being ruled by a chance, but by a God who is in total control. Even a sparrow cannot fall without his notice, and nothing can happen that does not concern him. Amen. Through it all, then we can say, and this shall pass. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.